There are significantly more instances of Russian war crimes than they thought. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the head of a UN inquiry says this morning as officials find more grave sites in areas Ukrainian forces retook. Hundreds of bodies have already been found, with dozens showing signs of torture, as people in four regions of Ukraine still controlled by Russian forces are voting today by referendum expected to approve becoming part of Russia.
That outcome would give Russia the pretext to claim Ukrainian forces are attacking Russia. But Ukraine's Western allies are saying the vote is a sham. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the U.N. Security Council Thursday,
"We cannot, we will not allow President Putin to get away with it."
The vote continues through Tuesday of next week.
Fox's Jill Nato. Now, Russia's leaders also ordered the call-up of 300,000 reserve soldiers, leading to protests across the country and a lot of arrests. There are also demonstrations that have turned deadly across Iran. Angry over the death of a young woman in police custody, the AP reports at least 11 protesters killed. Migrants keep being bused from Texas north. Thousands who came here illegally are now in New York, where Democratic Mayor Eric Adams plans to open tent cities.
Saying this, while other leaders have abdicated their moral duty to support arriving asylum seekers, New York City refuses to do so. But many of the migrants being bused to the Big Apple are coming from Democrat-led El Paso, where the CEO of one of the overwhelmed shelters is defending the buses, saying this, "I'm not aware of anyone being placed on a bus to New York who did not want to go there."
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Hurricane Fiona did not hit Bermuda directly, but has brushed by with nearly 100-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
As the rain continues to come in, though, this is not a rainmaker here in Bermuda like we saw in Puerto Rico. Thankfully, this is more of a wind machine.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. In Puerto Rico, there was also a lot of flooding. Hundreds of thousands of people still have no power or water service. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Another attempt at police reform in Congress.
The House of Representatives passes four policing and public safety bills, which include providing millions to local law enforcement for training and technology. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling it a step to save lives and advance justice.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Now, some progressive Democrats were unhappy the bills don't go far enough, reining in some police misconduct. They do not ban chokeholds like prior legislation or limit immunity for police from prosecution. Some Republicans did support those bills. Others say it's a Democratic gimmick ahead of the elections that are less than 7 weeks away as the GOP gets ready to unveil its campaign strategy.
In what he's calling his commitment to America, Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will lay out why people should vote for Republicans. During a visit to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a key state in the midterms, McCarthy will try to give Republicans a unified message to run on as the November midterms approach. The message includes the economy, which includes ending Build Back Better and stopping what he calls wasteful government spending, as well as issues like public safety and government accountability. It does not mention former President Donald Trump's claims about the 2020 election. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Months after the 4th of July parade shooting in Illinois that left 7 dead, 48 wounded, one of those seriously injured is finally well enough to come home.
Cooper Roberts was enjoying the Independence Day parade in Highland Park when a bullet severed his spine, paralyzing him from the waist down. After multiple surgeries and weeks of rehab, the 8-year-old is finally home. The Roberts family made the announcement Thursday, calling his return an amazing blessing. Cooper now uses a wheelchair, but rather than wallow in sorrow, he's making the best of adjusting to the new normal. The family says Cooper decided to take up wheelchair tennis.
That's Fox's Steve Rappaport on Wall Street. Stock futures are way down. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.